Going to read a meditation Nick has asked me to read that is based on that, just that story of Jesus and Peter, which Joy has just read, and there should be some pictures on the screen as I read this. This is Peter sort of thinking aloud. Three times he asked me. Three times the same simple yet searching question. Do you love me, Peter? And I was getting fed up with it, not to say a little hurt. After all, he should have known by then, surely. I'd followed him for 3 years, and I thought we'd become close. He gave that impression anyway. The rock, he'd called me. The one on whom he'd build his church. An expression of trust, if ever there was one. So how could he doubt me now, let alone question my love? But then, of course, I remembered that bold, brash promise of mine. Though all become deserters of you, I will never desert you. And suddenly I understood. He'd known I would fail, even as I said it, not only abandon but deny him. And he knew too how sick I'd felt, how wretched and ashamed when the knowledge of my failure finally sunk home. But there was no anger from him, no recriminations, no rebuke. His concern was for me, not himself, his sole desire to wipe the slate clean and start again. This was my chance to deal with the guilt, to exorcise the demon once and for all. 3 times I denied him. 3 times he put the question, and at last I could put the record straight, declare to him what I should have declared to others. Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. We couldn't change the past. We both knew that. But with his help, we could put it behind us and change the future. And that's what he offered me that day. A new beginning, a fresh chapter, life dawning for me as surely as it had dawned again for him. I was restored, cleansed, forgiven, the ghost finally laid to rest, and I owed it all to him. The man whom I abandoned so freely, and yet who refused to abandon me.